Every year around the 4th of July, we here in America celebrate our independence. One of the most obvious signs of this celebration is the dozens, sometimes hundreds, of American flags we see adorning homes, businesses, and of course, the graves of our veterans. And while we all know the symbolism of the flag, 50 white stars for the 50 states and 13 red and white stripes, one for each original colony, we don't often think about the folks who make them, stitching each star and stripe into place. One of those special people is Aaron Alexander, a young man from California with learning disabilities. But he hasn't allowed his physical setbacks to stop him. Each day he shows up for work prepared and dedicated, sitting at his sewing machine, checking every single stitch on every single flag he makes. His work ethic and attention to detail reminded me of this verse from Proverbs. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. True to that timeless biblical wisdom, Aaron's work has been recognized as some of the best in the country. It is so good, in fact, that his flags are now used to honor the fallen soldiers at Arlington Cemetery. And while this is an incredible honor for any American, for Aaron, it bears special personal significance. You see, Aaron's father was a Navy veteran. And when his father passed away, Aaron himself crafted the flag that would drape his father's coffin. The feeling of completing that task was both humbling and fulfilling for him. In his way, he was able to use his skills to bring honor to his father, who, like many Americans, fought for that red, white, and blue flag we all celebrate every summer. This 4th of July, I hope we'll remember Aaron's lesson of honoring the service of those who have died to protect our freedoms through taking pride and using great skill in even the smallest of details that represents our great country. And even more importantly, let us remember that all the gifts and abilities that we have as human beings, bought by the life and death of Christ, are to be used in such a way that they reflect the goodness, glory, and faithfulness of the Lord and God of all cultures, nations, and peoples. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.